He's having an MRI, and we should find out later on today.
How about Cutler?
Ankle sprain, MRI in that as well.
Either of those you worried about initially right now, that those guys can either of those guys miss a game?
So we're having MRIs on them, find out.
But the initial diagnosis, is it serious or?
They wouldn't be having MRIs if they didn't think it was serious.
When do you, or have you already hit that point of concern about your run defense?
Well, obviously we're concerned about it, and we're working on it. And, you know, that's about all you can do. You know, they made a number of third downs. It wasn't really the yardage they got. You know, they averaged 4 yards a carry. It was, you know, I think they were 8 for 16, 1 for 1 in fourth downs. And you got to get them off the field. So, you know, we'll work on the things we did poorly and hopefully improve.
Would you move anybody around? Are you to that point?
No. We're just going to try to get better at what we're doing.
Do you think it's more that not picking up the defense, or is it more just not executing, you know, being in the right spot next?
A little bit of everything. Anytime you give up as many yards as we have rushing, there's a lot of issues. But, you know, you go back to the basics and go back to, you know, right gap responsibilities, making tackles, and getting off the field.
Are missed tackles tough because you can't hit live in practice, or do you adjust?
I think everybody has the same issues there. Nobody, you know, tackles live in practice. But we just surely got to get better at what we're doing.
Of course, does it bother you as a coach that tackling is just a fundamental principle of this game, and right now some of the defensive guys just aren't doing it?
Well, like I said, that's what we're working on. I can't make it more clear than that. You know, there's sometimes it's a missed tackle, sometimes it's a gap responsibility, but the bottom line is we got to improve in that area, and we will.
How much did losing Lynch hurt your rush defense, not your Washington film? I mean, was that a big factor in the yards you gave up?
Well, anytime you lose a starter, I should put it this way. That, you know, that's the nature of the game. You're one play away from being a starter in this league, and if someone comes in for John, they're expected to play just like John. And if they don't, it's not an excuse. I mean, that's why you get 45 guys on a team. Everybody goes through that situation.
How did Carl play in Lynch's spot?
Not bad. You guys want to look at my eye again?
No.
I can get you kind of off the subject.
Are you ready to play Rice more
yet? Pardon me?
Are you ready to play Simeon Rice some more yet?
I played quite a bit. Played 37 plays yesterday. That's a few plays. We rotate our defensive line, so that's a pretty heavy dose.
Would that be about his plateau, or would you be looking for even a few more?
Well, it all depends on the game situation, first down, second down, long yardage situations. We don't want to overdo it, but I did get quite a few plays for only being in camp for a few weeks.
How's Dumervil done with all the work you've given?
Good. He's done a good job. And got a natural feel for getting to the quarterback, good leverage. He's playing run well too, so he's doing a good job.
Has he done more than you expected at the left end spot?
Well, he can play both. You know, we can flip flop those guys, but yeah, he's stepped up and has met the challenge, and I'm pleased with his efforts.
Like, some of the offensive guys after the game were saying that they feel like they're almost there, to the point where maybe they have one of those breakout games, but they just haven't found a way to finish yet. Do you kind of sense that? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, there's not any question about it. You know, we stopped a few, you know, we a couple of fourth and one situations that, you know, where we had to punt the football. But, you know, when you're averaging yards per play that we're averaging, you're feeling good about moving the ball. But in that one situation where we didn't get in the end zone, we had an opportunity to go 3 for 3 and we went 2 for 3. And you want to take advantage of those opportunities. But you either do it or you don't. We didn't do it, so it's back to the drawing board and presented with the same situation. Hopefully we get it done.
How much can you and will you use Stokely's knowledge of the Colts' offense as you head into this game?
Well, I think everybody tries to use as much knowledge as they possibly can. That's part of the game, especially if you have somebody that was part of their system. But you've got to go out there and play. You know, you study them all the time. You got a good feel, and sometimes a player can confirm some of your thoughts. But Still Peyton Manning, you got to be on the top of your game.
Are they as good as they were last year? Better maybe?
Well, I think defensively they're ranked fifth, and offensively I think they're fourth. So they're playing extremely well. You know, last year they had a tough time, you know, stopping the run initially. Kind of hurt their staff, but played extremely well through the playoffs. I think averaging less than 17 points a game. So they're playing good on both sides right now.
Could you predict at the end of training camp everything that you're getting out of Brandon Marshall at this point?
Yeah, I think everybody can see what Brandon can do with the ball in his hands. I think everybody was hoping that he'd have a breakout game like that, but you can see what he can do with when the ball is in his hands. He can break tackles and make some big plays. So that was nice to see him make some of those plays during that game.
Did you see the end of the Raiders-Browns game?
No, I didn't.
Lane Kiffin called a timeout with 3 seconds to go as their field goal kicker was ready to kick. Knocked it through. Next time he went, missed it, got blocked. Any irony there that just happened?
You know, somebody told me that. I heard about that last night. Hey, smart move. It's a way to pat your back, isn't it?
I think, was Dominique available in just an emergency situation yesterday? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, he practiced, but I just didn't have a gut feel. You know, watching him practice on Thursday and Friday, he was hobbling a little bit. But we wanted to go into the game with 8 defensive backs, and if we would have had another defensive back go down, he would have had to go in. And he could have got through, but I think I would have sent him back, so I was hoping he wouldn't play.
Would he be a possibility if Lynch can't go? Would he be a possibility to play safety?
Yep, possibility.
Ryan Harris said about 10 days ago that the 26th was his target date to be back on the field. Mm-hmm. Does that look like it's going to happen?
Yeah, he's supposed to be back Wednesday. Steve's got a good feel about him, and he's been running exceptionally well, been lifting, good recovery. He said he's feeling better than he's felt, so that's a good sign.
Have any update on Hamilton?
No, we haven't. You know, just kind of keeping my fingers crossed. You know, it's getting a little scary now. It's been a while, but you know, you never know with those concussions. You know, that's why you got to be so careful. But he still has symptoms that he's had, you know, since the first week, second week. So we're just going to give him as much time as he needs.
Is he still staying away from the facilities?
Yes.
What do you think Jay played yesterday?
He played well. Played well. Made a number of big plays, stepping up into the pocket, kind of scrambling both directions. And probably the only bad play he made was the last play of the game. And he was trying to make a play there. Probably in the future, he probably would have went outside instead of inside. But you like guys that are trying to make plays all the time.
Was his injury affecting him on that play? I mean, was that a factor in him making that play? A mistake?
No, he did a good job stepping up in the pocket. Now, there's a seam. You got to make plays, and he's not afraid to make one. So that's what you want.
Was the headset problem between the press box and you, or between you and Jay, as far as getting the, when it went out, getting the play in?
And between the sideline and Jay. Yeah. It's happened a few times. We're going to have to get it corrected. Just static.
Can you use the old ones, or do you have to use those, the new?
Oh, believe me, we go through a lot of different scenarios down here to get it fixed. Finally got it fixed in the middle of the fourth quarter. And it wasn't constant, it was just inconsistent. I'm not sure why, but we'll try to get it fixed.
How often does that happen during the season when the headsets just don't?
Well, never at home. Sometimes on the road. That's why they got a few different frequencies now, you know, to help you out on the road than they had before. But we haven't had problems on the road yet. We didn't have any, well, maybe a little bit in Buffalo, but it was more the crowd noise than it was the communication.
Are you seeing a special connection developing between Cutler and Marshall in terms of intuitiveness and kind of knowing where each other is on the field?
Well, a lot has to do with the coverage. A lot has to do sometimes with us attacking different personnel. So it could be a number of those things, but obviously, you're going to try to get the ball to our wide receivers. Both Brandon and Javon can make plays once they get the ball in their hands. And Stokely's been doing exceptionally well.
Did you say it was more approach or the way the game unfolded that Travis didn't get much opportunity yesterday?
Well, when it was 20-7, you know, after the field goal was kicked, you know, first drive of the third quarter. I think there was 7 minutes left when we missed the third down. We felt like we had to get into a little bit different type of rhythm. Not that we're going to go totally to a 2-minute attack, but we had to come up with bigger plays. And That's why his carries were limited.
He hasn't had much success or attempts in the red zone. Any answers to why that might be?
Well, maybe we got to get down there more.
I mean,
he made a good run there in the red zone. You know, 6 yard line or 10 yard line, one to the six, and then one into the end zone. There's not a lot of touchdowns that was, you know, have been scored on Jacksonville, so the scoring a run to run the ball in from a 10 yard line on two runs is pretty good. Anything else?
Do you have any update on Paul Smith's neck injury?
Same thing, MRI. We got a better feel for that here in the next couple of days.
Mike, your eye day to day. Your eye day
to day. I'm on IR officially. Just so you guys don't think I'm just trying to be cool, that's a legitimate injury. It was shut last night. Just touching a cat did it to me.